Blog Talk Radio. Whoa, Chick Corea putting it down on Solar Records Radio. Much love to all my brothers and sisters around the world. God bless you. And thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. And Don, here with me today. What's up, Uncle Don?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? You sound like you're on the road.
I am on the road. Solar is on the road again, as usual. This is how we do it. And, man, oh, man, I got some plans, Don. I am going to be going all over the country this summer. So this is just the beginning. And so in about a couple of weeks, we're going to New Orleans. And then we come back. And then we're going to L.A. And then we come back. And then we're going to, South Carolina. And then right from South Carolina, we're going to Pennsylvania. And then from Pennsylvania, back to Texas. So we're going to be on the road the whole summer. Running around.
That's
so anyway,
awesome.
Hey, I just want to make sure that we start the show off with showing some love to our girl Charlotte. May God bless you, Charlotte, and keep you and take care of you and keep up the good fight, sweetheart, because we're here praying for you and we're grateful for you. And we want to wish you a wonderful time again at the concert, at Shalimar's concert over in the UK. So you're in our prayers, sweetheart. So you keep up the good fight and walk by faith and not by sight, okay? We love you.
All right.
Amen. So anyway, so Don, so that Chick Corea is something else. That song I just played is called Hunky Dunky.
I love Chick Corea, man. Rest in peace. Definitely, music will definitely live on for the next. Well, we're doing this in an hour and a half. We're doing 2 hours a day.
Hour and a half.
So the next hour and a half, we got indie, we got some blues music, and we got some jazz music. So if it's okay with you, man, I want to go ahead and start off with a young lady we had on the show, some independent music. I love this song.
Yes.
You love this song. Of course, the young lady I'm talking about is the beautiful Carlita Duran. I want to start off with I Guess. So you guys keep it locked because it's Wednesday, and that means indie, blues, and all that jazz. Guys, keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
I'm better on my own. don't go to strangers, darling, come on to me. Play with fire till your fingers burn, and when there's no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, darling, come on to me. For when you hear a call to follow your heart, you follow your heart, I know. I've been through it all, and I'm an old hand, and I'll understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, come on to me.
Well, down on my knees. that I'm standing at the crossroads, I believe I'm sinking down.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is indie blues and all that jazz. We had to add a little blues there. That was a classic Robert Johnson Crossroad Blues. I had to hook that up. One of my all-time favorites, King of the Delta Blues. Made the deal, went to the crossroads, made a deal with the devil, learned how to play the guitar. That's usually how the story goes. Everyone goes to the crossroads to make a deal with the devil when you want to play a harmonica. Or you want to play the guitar. Or maybe the drums. You never know. You never know. Of course, classic Robert Johnson.
Drums.
Before that, classic the lovely Etta James, 1960. One of my favorite songs from her, Don't Go to Strangers. Very soothing. One of those fireplace songs, you know? I love that. I love that. And, of course, started off the block. Little Carlita Duran, I guess, from her album Kismet Green from 2020. I love that one, too. Of course, Wardell loves that. We had her on the show a couple of years back, and got to get her back. Mm. Man, she's amazing.
Yes, please, please, let's do that. But before we go any further, I have to share some sad news to the industry.
I just found out.
And to the people in our listening Solar Records Radio group, that we just lost Miss Tina Turner at the age of 83 years old. And
oh my
so
goodness.
We want to just say to her, I mean, to her, rest in peace, and to her family, we send our condolences. And to the fans, much love and condolences to you guys as well, because, you know, she's our extended family, right? That's how we love on each other. And she brought some great hits and some amazing times to us throughout her career. And
mm-hmm.
What a blessing she was for so many years. I mean, she's 83 years old. She's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
You know? And I think Ike died, you know, what, about 30 years ago, right? 20, 30 years ago. So she's just been amazing. And they had been divorced for a while before he died, and she was doing her own solo thing for a long time. But prior to Tina Turner, it was Ike and Tina Turner. And now they're both gone. So be it. And thanks again, Tina, for blessing us with your amazing gifts. And we will always love you, and we'll never forget you. Wow.
Icon. And I think, you know, we know, you know, we know the whole Ike and Tina, the music, you know, with Ike and Tina Turner. And, of course, she did a couple of her solo things, but she really, I mean, she really had that sense of, she's always had when she went solo, you can always tell that fire and that sense of independence. But it wasn't until her What's Love Got to Do With It album, really, that people really started like, wow, this woman is going to, I mean, she was a major star, but this woman is a world phenomenon. And, you know, that comeback, everyone calls it, quote unquote, the comeback album. In 1984, What's Love Got to Do With It, and of course inspired the movie, I think 9 years later, with Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne. But that album, you know, even with, as a kid, as a 10-year-old kid in 1984, you know, seeing those legs in that video and her walking, you know, and the What's Love Got to Do With It, I mean, I'm like, this woman is special. You know, like I said,
yeah.
my granddad had her, did the Ike and Tina albums, yeah, you know, and I didn't, you know, 10 years, you don't really take it seriously till you get older, but I was exposed to it, and it was something as a 10-year-old, it was something about her. It was like, you know, it was about Michael Jackson when you're 10, it's about, you know, It's about Prince, you know. And Tina Turner's in that conversation in my circle, you know, because when I saw that out, you know, Private Dance and all of those great songs that came out on that album, and everyone was like, oh, man, does she still have it? She's in her 40s. How will she do? Will she make it to pop stardom without Ike? And all of that, and all of these questions that was deeming and looming over her, and to make an album and just come out with that ferocity, it was just amazing. Yeah. And again, we're celebrating what we do. Again, we celebrate the legacy and just what you left when you leave these things on this earth. I mean, there's that true saying. It's like, your life can end. Physically, you can be gone. But what you left on this earth will last a long time. And she left a lot of great, she left a great legacy.
You said a mouthful right there. Yes, she did.
Rest in peace to the queen, man.
Yes, yes. I'd like to thank Greg for, you know, getting that information to us. And, you know, it's just, it's so crazy. I mean, she's so well-loved and so popular. People all over the world just loved her. And, you know, here I am here in Texas. Greg's in the UK, and he's informing me to, you know, to make sure that, you know, we tell the public what's going on. So that shows you how powerful, how much, you know, her legacy, how powerful her legacy is. It's just everywhere. So, my. So, go ahead, Don, do your thing, man. And, you know, thank you for what you just said about her. That was beautiful. That was well said.
You find the words, you can't really find the words. And thank you for saying that. But sometimes you just don't find the words that really puts an emphasis on the legacy of that of a person, especially someone like Tina Turner. So it does come from the heart, and it comes from I try to come from a genuine area. You know, I don't feel like I want to mix my words, but she did left an imprinting legacy. And at the same time, you know, I think we got to talk about her humanitarian work. I mean, all of it, you know, what she's done for, you know, children, you know, for the children in the schools in Africa and even back in you know, when she converted to Buddhism, her, you know, her humanitarian apparatus when it comes to, you know, a lot of the countries in Asia and what she's been doing there and, you know, feed the children and, you know, back in the 80s and the early 90s. I mean, this woman lived a full life, you know? And, you know, no one's perfect, and everyone has their issues and things like that. This woman was able to, despite what she put in that movie, what was the part in that movie, when you go to the movie, she wanted to let everybody know her faults. She wanted everybody to know, you know, the ups and downs. And it wasn't just about, whatever. But she also hinted in and honed in on her own faults. And to me, that's what, and gave the public that perspective, you know, watching that movie and you know, writing that book and things like that. Because again, we are the creation of our creator. And at the same time, you know, we're not, God gives us that free will, you know, to make those mistakes, but then, you know, hone in on those mistakes and to, you know, make those things better, you know, make us better, you know. And she was the personification of that. And again, she will definitely be missed, man. 83 years old, man, and that's a full life. And God bless her and her family. I'm definitely gonna find some music for Thursday. I really am. You know.
Yeah.
But
Yes, sir. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
I know, but and we got about an hour left of the show. Again, we cut it about. We got it an hour and 30. We did an hour and 30 show today, but we got an hour left. So we got plenty of music. We got plenty of time to hang out with you guys. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. I want to go ahead and keep this music going. One of my favorites from Quincy Jones, of course, take you back to 1973. This is Summer in the City. You guys, keep it locked because guess what? It's indie, blues, and all that jazz Wednesday. Keep it locked right here.
I'm
I always kind of clown, you know, a lot of, you know, new music out today, and I try not to, but every now and then I get into my old man mode, so I have to do what I do. But this is this song right here. I love this new artist by the name of City Bae, featuring the legendary Herb Alpert, yes, and Devin Morrison. Name of the song is called Ready Enough. Song came out about a year ago, but it's new in my head. I love that. I love it. Before that, from 2015, 2016 music from Vibeo. Name of the song is called Why So Serious. I love that. Very, very throwbackish. Very 80s, something 84, 85. But definitely I love that. And of course, before that, actually started off the block, 1973 classic from Mr. Quincy Jones, Summer in the City. We got about another 45 minutes left. Of course, Wardell, he is back in the studio. And hopefully, you're in the studio.
Almost.
Oh, you're almost.
Refresh your page while you're talking here. And I just had to go out for a second because I needed to do something for Don Fleming. And so I had to go out, and then I came back in. But I am almost at the studio. I'm almost at the studio. That was a beautiful block, though, man. Ooh, man. I have it coming through the system in the vehicle here. And so it's much better to hear than just in the headphones in the studio, right? I mean, I'm hearing it full blast. So thank you. So,
it's all good.
It's all good. And so the song that I uploaded is in my stash. Just because we have to refresh the page to get it. And that's for you, Don.
I can refresh the page.
Yes.
Let me see what I can do. Refreshing page, sir.
So, anyway, guys, don't forget tomorrow is Throwback Thursday. And tomorrow we're going to do something special because we lost our sister. So we will have a certain segment of this show dedicated to the one we love. And that's the one we lost, Miss Tina Turner. And but at the same time, we do have to say happy birthday to Miss Patti LaBelle. So happy birthday, Miss.
Yes,
Patti LaBelle.
It's my
Billy
birthday.
In the house. Billy is in the house, man.
You know what?
So,
you know what? I'm a cheat. I'm a cheater. I'm a cheater because I said tomorrow that we were gonna play some Tina Turner music, but you said refresh the page, and I just so happened to find it. So again, without further ado, again, we got 43 minutes left of the show. We got plenty of time to jam with you guys. Oh, by the way, if you love what we're doing, you want to contribute to the show, of course, make every show better than the last one, we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio. And if you want to check out solarrecordsradio.com, wardellpodgerjr.com, or wardellpodgerjr.com if you want to support the show by getting some cool merchandise. But, yeah, I'm going to have to find – I found the song, and it's one of my favorites. So thank you for uploading it, taking back 1984.
Yep.
Of course, this is indie blues and all that jazz, but we had to throw in a little Tina Turner. Come on now. What's
Absolutely.
Love got to do? You guys keep it locked right here, of course. We're jamming. Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
That is only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. Who needs a heart when I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that is. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. I had to hook up a little South African jazz / R&B from 1989. That's music from Jonathan Butler, Sarah. Man, Jonathan Butler is just one of those cats, man. His voice is just amazing. Big fan of his music. We first got BET when I was about, we got BET in my hometown when I was about 13 years old. And one of his songs was like a world premiere. The name of the song was called Lies. And ever since Lies, and I know he's probably done a lot of music before that, but when Lies came out, I said, man, this brother got it. And I've been a fan ever since, man. Of course, again, that was from 1989. And if you've seen the video, it's featuring the lovely, it's beautiful Sherry Headley. And for those who don't remember Sherry Headley, Sherry Headley is Lisa McDowell from the Coming to America movies. So she was a video, she wasn't a video vixen. She was a video muse. I'll say that. She was a muse. Before that, music from Najee, Bet You Don't Know, from 1986, and of course started off the block, of course, the late great Tina Turner, the legendary Tina Turner, with those amazing legs. If I'm not mistaken, I think she put like an insurance policy on those legs too. What's Love Got to Do with It from 1984. Wardell, man, thank you for giving me the opportunity to play, play some music on a Wednesday. I really appreciate it. See if we got Wardell on. Wardell, can you hear me, brother? Are we there yet? Are you there? Coming in, Wardell. We're going to go ahead and try to get some...
Okay, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm running around the office here trying to sit down, man. Running out of time. We only got 30 minutes left in the show. Man. Time flies when you're having fun. Wow.
It is. It really does.
Yes. So anyway, that was great, man. And thank you for, just doing what you do. You're great at just always being there and being a blessing for me. And I appreciate that very, very much. And that when you played the Tina Turner song, it was very emotional for me, just, knowing that she's gone and 83 years old, and from what I was told that, it was a sickness that she had going on for a while. And and she succumbed to that sickness. So may God bless her and she's joining a lot of other amazing artists that we've lost, and so they might be having a good time in heaven.
Heck of a concert.
Don't know, right? Oh my goodness, there's some talent up there. But anyway, guys. So Don, you want me to continue here? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Talk. You're the jazz. You're the pot. Well, you're the jazz drummer. Do your thing.
I'm the jazz drummer, but my stuff that I love is just so different. And so guys, Don gave you some nice stuff to groove to, but I give you the kind of stuff, the jazz. I love jazz, and I love Latin jazz. I love all the different types of jazz. And so basically the music, when I play the music, it's more about, just kind of like listening and enjoying your company. So I always say good food, good company, and good music, and we would like to be that music for you. So we're going to get going here on Solar Records Radio with some more of my amazing friend that we lost, Mr. Chick Corea. Again, we started off the show with Chick Corea, and so we're going to keep it going. Because we love Chick here at Solar Records Radio. Thanks again, Don Fleming. Much love to all of our brothers and sisters. And so we got about another 23 minutes left in the show. So we're just going to do our thing here. So Thanks again for tuning in. Don't forget tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Throwback Thursday. We're going to, you know, dedicate our show to Tina Turner tomorrow. So tune in and check it out on Soul Records Radio. Here we go. Let's get going with Mr. Chick. Love you.
man is smooth. Jermaine Laws, Ronnie Laws' son, doing his thing. Yeah. And that's called the X Factor, because both of them are playing together on that particular song. And so, and Ronnie Laws is the X Factor for his son. And so, much love and, you know, to the family, the Laws family. God bless them. And so anyway, and I started off with Chick Corea, and that was called The Leprechaun, right? And that's off the Leprechaun's album, actually. And I really, like, I grew up playing that music. That's what I grew up playing, that kind of Latin jazz from Chick Corea. And it's just amazing. And all the amazing musicians that he always had on his show is just, whoo. I mean, not his show, but on his records were just amazing. And so Chick was the teacher to me. He was one of the teachers, and he was a very good teacher. And so thanks, Mr. Chick Corea, as well. All right, man. So tomorrow we'll be dedicating our show to Tina Turner, and Don, I know he wants to do that, so I'm supporting him. And so we'll put something together, I guess, for that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. And so we look forward to, just being able to be a blessing to you guys and play some good music here on Solar Records Radio. And we only have 11 minutes left, Don.
Yeah, 11 minutes left, and you know, take us home. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and make sure, again, tune in tomorrow, Throwback Thursday. Of course, I call Wardell's Afternoon Drive, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. or 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., you never know. Of course, dedicating the show to the legendary Tina Turner. I know it's one of those things that it's always surprising. We know we don't have that much time on this earth. We know, you know, we're born, we live, and we die. I get that. But it always come to a surprise when it's, you know, anybody, really, you know, but definitely someone that you grew up and idolized and loved, and you know, as far as, you know, not just your family, but those people that were influenced as far as musically, and someone like Tina Turner, you know, passing away. And, you know, when I heard the story, my heart kind of, like, you know, when you're on that roller coaster and you're at that top, and then you just, and then there's that sudden drop. It kind of hit me like that, you know, almost like your heart's in your throat when you read it. Tina Turner dies, you know, but, again, man, it's sad. And again, my prayers are to the family, and her music and her legacy will live on. Again, her music, not only just her music, but her humanitarianism, just an amazing ambassador to humanity. And that's, you know, that's what she left, and that's the legacy that she left. And it's our job to continue to at least highlight that.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I can't wait to, you know, I mean, I can't wait for the show tomorrow. We're going to be a 2-hour show tomorrow, and because there's a lot to be said. So we're excited. Anyway, all right, so we're going to get out of here, guys, and thanks again for hanging out with us today here on Solar Records Radio. I want to play a new song by one of our indie artists by the name of Joe Levy Jr. He has a new song out, and man, oh man, it's doing so well for him right now. Mm. We're so happy for Joe Levy. So here we go on Solar Records Radio, and a shout out to Joe Levy up there in, he's in Sacramento, I believe. Yeah, so much love, man, and God bless you, Joe. Yeah. All right, Don, anything else before we go?
Man, thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to play, taking a little break from my work and whatnot. But I'm glad I did it because, like I said, when you listen to the music, it takes you to a different place. And now I can kind of transition back into working, with a clearer mind, or at least frame of mind.
Yes, absolutely, man. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, afternoon, just depending on where you are in the world. We thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio today. And good night, and God bless all of you guys. And don't forget to keep Charlotte in your prayers, everybody. Good night. We love you and appreciate you. This is Do It Again by Mr. Joe Levy Jr. on Solar Records Radio. Later, guys.
is tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Green colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Satin sashes, snowflakes that